countdown to the last days on the planet. Hosting by your one and only Gypsy Moon. I'm still trying to understand the concept of why we don't want to believe this is happening. There is riots and looting all over the world now. And, you know, we seem to want to have this new controlled government that want to allow them to come in and take everything that we have. But our government... Oh, shit. I was going to put lotion in the refrigerator. I was going to put lotion in the fucking refrigerator. You know, I've appreciated this life to be very difficult and extremely hard to get along with. That's why I've never, ever excelled in getting along with people. And then, you know, in the back of my head, what I understood from this life is the reason why I couldn't get along with people and I had such a negative attitude is because of this point that's about to happen. Now, I knew it because they've been talking about it for years of how to kill off the humans. Humans are expensive. And they've had so many programs in place to help the humans out. But what is it? What is it with being a human that has gotten everybody so shook up? They knew this was happening. Everybody knew that this was happening. And they didn't want to wake up to it. You know, pretty soon, they're going to start advertising for this to be a new normal. Now, I am very, very, very optimistic of finding a source of a road to living a little bit longer. I found a road. I found a complete road. But I believe that this is up to all of us to make a change. And it is... It is very sad and depressing to hear people that do not believe that this is going to happen. I am very offended by people who want to pick on me, want to talk shit about me, and want to talk shit about me in front of my face, behind my back, and below me, and right next door to me. I don't understand why you cannot see it for yourself. You may not see it right now, but who do you think made this epidemic? Who do you think made the fentanyl? I want you to expand your minds a little bit. Who made the fentanyl epidemic? Who made the coronavirus? Who made the new virus? Who is stopping cancer to be cured for? They tell you everything online what can cure cancer. They have people murdered for telling the truth about the pharmaceutical companies. I did not felt like and always was the black sheep. I did not want to believe that that this government was so fucked up that I didn't want to believe how fucked up this government was. But throughout the years, I've seen how more fucked up it is every single day. And honestly, to join the Illuminati and to sell my soul, baby, you couldn't have my soul. My soul belongs to... I have both of you. Heaven and hell. I've experienced so much hell. I know what hell looks like. And it's not fun. Like I said, it smells like sulfur and you have demons constantly at your face 24/7. You don't get a break. You don't get a chance to go take a shit or to piss in a toilet. The souls are with you. Your demons are with you 24/7. But let me tell you what hell looks like. Hell looks like this. They watch over you. They don't allow you to do nothing. They torment you. They make you feel like you have nothing else but to be by assigned to you. And because people don't believe that they are born with a curse or a hex. But I've seen the hexes and curses for myself. It is not a joke. Angels and demons are for real. Believe it or not, people say that the Bible does not exist. Now, I'm understanding that if we do live on a flat earth or the earth is round, I believe that if we are existent in a life of, if is the earth really round, or have we been lied to this whole entire time? The educational fundamentals of having the truth exposed to us is much more in the deviant pattern of, do we want to believe it? We want to believe that our government is going to help us, but our government destroys us. They've spent so much money by having us to be removed from all forms of systems, foreign and domestic. We make money on wars, but can't feed our poor. And we thrive off of the poor. We thrive off of them suffering, and we look at them as bait and food. And that's what the poor are. We are food to the rich. And I'm talking about, and I'm not going to say their fucking names. You know who you are. And you're laughing at this because you know, and you will always know how you can kill us all. You own so much land that every field is a sacrificial human showcase to know your power. Now, if you know anything, like I have watched The Simpsons for so many fucking years. I've been addicted to The Simpsons fan. I mean, I've loved the whole entire Simpsons family. And they've exposed every truth that there is. They said that Donald J. Trump was supposed to be dead and Joe Biden is dead. But they didn't say anything about Joe Biden being a fucking clone. And then by the looks at him, he's so fucking drugged up and stupid. But they got that fucker on a puppet master. The new president, you're not going to like this one. The new president will not be a human. They will expose that part in public. It will be legal for them to hybrid a human and have that showcased online and on televised because they want to know the cloning experiments with the hybrid animals. It will look human, but it won't be human. How many of y'all feel that Joe Biden is a clone? How many of you feel that something is right about this picture? That they are slowly releasing things into the public that we are unaware of. But by the way, you might want to invest in satellite phones and solar panels, portable. You might want to invest in those. You also may want to invest in backup food, portioning pills. I don't know how the fuck I want to describe this. I'm not going to give any more of that away. They have been warning and warning and warning for this for years. You better get fucking ready. Because whatever they have in store for us, they can pull the plug quickly. And it's not a fucking joke. None of this is a joke. Did you think that the coronavirus was real? Yes. You got fragments and particles of the coronavirus in your system. The people that got the jab are the first to go because they will take you first. They will take you first because you are lab rats. I promise you. They will take the illegals and they will sacrifice them. If you follow this path of the Great Escape, whatever, the Great Awakening, you follow everything that's in that poster, you will know where the passage will lead you to. Once I have that blown up in my apartment, I will know where the safe passage is at. And if people want to get onto that path of wearing and knowing what the fuck is about to happen and start that colony, if you follow the map, you will be fine. If you don't follow the map and you want to be like the fucking tardless shitheads that think they have so much Jovius, what do you want to call it? They're so much better than everybody else. And I hate to say this, but, you know, while the rich are getting richer and the poor are just not becoming well aware that we are all affected, and the rich will never see it because they have so much money and our government protects them. Our government will protect these people, and only because they are not peasants. They want people to be jesters and jokers and entertainers and this and that and the other. That's why they join the Illuminati. When I get these phone calls from anonymous or restricted or whatever the fuck it might be, I know you're calling. I know you're calling. And you want me to join your club. Okay, still waiting. 6 fucking years with all these jumps and hurdles. You still don't take me fucking very seriously, do you? I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to pay you a fucking red dime. Because you have my soul on your silver platter. And I'm gonna ask you guys again, you need to keep the fuck up. This is not a joke. For those who have doubted me, keep it up. Because it will happen to you quickly. And you will not even know what the fuck is going on in your life. Your head will spin so quickly that you can't keep up. I don't expect you to understand this, but I'm telling you right now, the best rest I've had was today. And I'm taking care of myself and my mental psyche. So if you think that I belong in Shady Grove Acres and a mental institution, you got me fucked up, bitch. You got me so fucked up. I've already been there. I've already been to there. Been institutionalized by your government. Your government. Not my government. Your government. You've had me institutionalized since I was 5. You tried to beat and rape every woman ounce of me. But I'm not going to go against you. Because I know you're the biggest threat and you're the biggest killer. To all of the people, to all Iranian women, I want to say something to you. We are all sacrificial lambs in some form or way. And especially for women, because we don't stand a chance against the men. We need to bow down to the women, to the men who control all of this humanity that we live in. But you have to remember also that once our kids come out of our vaginas, they own them too. The power of influence is much greater than the person who made them, because the greater the influence, the greater the mind speaks. Sometimes when you are silent, you are deadly. I do not want to be famous. I repeat, I do not want to be famous. I rather put a mask on that looks like Michael Myers or Freddy or Jason or whatever the fuck, because all of us need to stand with the anonymous, the vendetta, and we need to stand up against these fucking stupid ass people who are in office waiting to kill us. Hello. Hello, people. Hello, can you go? Hello, can you go? Let me tell you something. There are more things in life than just. And because you made a show about The Walking Dead, and you keep promoting these shows, The Walking Dead, The Zombie Apocalypse, Zombieland, and you genetically modify our food, our clothes. I mean, you genetically modify the shit out of everything. You are slaughtering our livestock and our human growth. You are slaughtering it. But the one thing I want to say is, you can make $200,000 in 5 minutes. You're going to make $1.5 million in 1 hour. Come and get this one. You just got to pay $159,000 and sell your soul. $150 for 5 minutes. You gotta do a video of your marketing, I'll do a shepherd fire, 100 man, you gotta do something, you got to pay $29.95, $59.95, $65.95 to join my university. American Death University. Set yourself free, American Death University. How much are you willing to risk? Can you risk it? Will you risk it? We have one last dance. We have one last dance for the public to see before we all stand and march. We will, and that is some of us. Some of us, we will fight for the freedoms for others that they cannot see or hear or taste or smell or know about, because they are closed off from all, for all to see, because they cannot understand the light that is shining upon them to wake the fuck up. I don't understand why people cannot wake the fuck up. You are still blah, blah, your sheep. But I'd rather stand as the wolf, the lone wolf, the lone wolf. It seems like I've been fighting these battles forever, and I've never gotten a break. I never asked for a break, because I know I'm a soldier of the apocalyptic war. I'm a soldier of the faith. I'm a soldier of God. But if you ask me, in my past life, I was a soldier of the devil. But can you believe that you can be both? I know I can. I know I can be both. I know that's not what God wants for me. If God is going to come down and resurrect his children like it's scriptured in the Bible. Now, when people mock the Bible, read between the lines of every book that you read, from the Satanic Bible to the Holy Bible. Why are we having to swear on the Holy Bible? Jesus died for our sins. God has died for our sins. But when we go to court, why do we have to sin? Why do we have to swear on top of a Bible? I don't get it. Because you're swearing before God, and God is your best judgment, and God can be your greatest punisher, and God will allow you to put obstacles in front of your life that you may or may not handle. Can you? Will you? Or you are going to die. Do you understand the life path that you are set and meant for? I don't want to be this millionaire that people have projected me to be. I'm my own millionaire. And let me tell you something, it's going to free the enslaved minds. Whether you adapt to it quickly, fastly, and overcome massively, maybe you can and cannot. But I hate to tell you this, but angels are for real. Demonic possessions are for real. And if you don't believe me, get enlightened. Don't have sex, don't have porn, don't have alcohol. I have alcohol because I want to know more. But however, I've had 2 outer body experiences. I'm on astral projection level every single night, just about. And I'm in the 5th dimension, and I don't believe I'm still here. I don't believe I'm still in this time, in this life, in this year, in this month, in this day, in this hour. I don't believe it. I don't believe that I am here. I don't want to believe that I am here. I want to skip all the shit and go right to where I'm supposed to be. I'm not supposed to be here. I was never meant to be here. Now, let me tell you something. Why is our government spending so much money into teleportation and opening up the black portal holes for us to go into different time travels that are currently existing? Do you think the 1930s or the 1920s is happening right now? Do you think that... Hold on one second while I take a brief pause. As I like to slash joint. No, it could be my last sanity. As I drink this last beer, knowing that it could be my last pill that I ingest. The addictions are for real. But nobody ever knew how to break away instead of using our system. There's cure to cancers, there's cure to AIDS, and there was, and I didn't say AIDS, I said cure to AIDS. There was a cure to depression and a cure to anxiety. There was a cure for everything, but they didn't want public to know about it. They wanted to leave people, they wanted to have people believe that it was supposed to be dependent on our government, dependent on our system to help them. They couldn't have done it themselves. They couldn't have taken 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, 6 jobs on. The most I've ever had in my life was 3 jobs. But however, I don't need to work so damn hard because we're about to get crumpled. I've always wanted to know what it was like to have sex again. I've always wanted to know what it was like to have sex again. Before this world ended, I wanted to know what sex felt like one more single time so I can understand what it's like to connect with another human being again. 20 years and nobody. People are very disgusting. And why so long? I just said it. It's not so hard to understand that people are very disgusting. They don't have the best intentions for you, and they don't give a fuck about you. Nobody has the correct intentions for anybody. Does anybody have any balls in this fucking world? To all my military personnel, you will always be my greatest love. To my musicians, you will be the sex that makes my pussy quiver. But it will touch in places that no one ever else could. To the humans that can never ever approach me or ever touch me, you have no idea how long I waited for the touch that can speak to the soul. But you humans never got it. I don't really want to feel or be a human anymore. This is why I asked to be transformed into AI. Because I don't feel like the human existence will ever exist without having a human AI to get rid of all of this negative shit that they're about to embrace on us. Some of the shit that I say you can't keep up with, well, you better figure out a why and a way and a how. And a how to clean up your act. You better clean up your act because we will have to go to war. I don't want to be forced out of my homes and sent to a concentration camp. But that's where we're headed. I don't want to say we're like Auschwitz, but we're getting there. There are 800 FEMA camps all over the world. But look at the places where they're not. I'm standing right above a deep underground military base. It's not a secret. This is all public information. To this countdowns of knowing what's going to happen next. This is the countdown of being what a human should be like. Can we fight this war? Will all of the people from each and every body, every apartment, every housing, every government take a stand against this fucking nonsense? They have to do something. They have to stop the war. If anybody could change it, it's them. They could be the heroes. But I think they'd rather just be fucking douches. I think a hero is so much cooler than being a douche. What do you think? But it was meant for this to happen. It was scriptured. And people don't want to believe in the Bible. If it wasn't scriptured, how come they talk about the beast? It's not a human, it's a machine. They don't talk about the machine, they talk about another human. Well, who invented the machines? Who invented it? I think this happened way before Elon Musk and before the aliens saw on this land. And lately, more content has been shown on TikTok. And mainly, TikTok has not been banned yet. But TikTok keeps on going on. You might want to adjust your screens to a different platform. They may get rid of you. Our government will announce that they will get rid of TikTok. So find something else. Find something else that they can't get to. But like I said before, and I say it again to all the people that live on the dark web, let me know in the chat or leave me a message. Help me out here. I'm one of you. I've never felt so rejected. You make more money than I do because you have an experience of something that I've always wanted. But I've always felt connected to you. You are the outcast. We are the messiahs of the underground world. We've been rejected. We've been casted out in society. And we don't give a fuck anymore because we've been hurt, beat on, shit on, spat on, raped on. Everything that falls into the category. We know that we all hate our government because of the assholes that they are becoming. You cannot help people because you don't trust people. We are an army of informational messiahs. We've fallen into a greater need to go against our government. But when you're a product environment of your government, which, however, let me say this. It's been a while since I've talked to any one of my people. I don't talk to my people anymore because they moved on with their life and so have I. But this new informational society that we have all over the globe, all have been rejected from society. They don't really give a fuck anymore. They want to help people. They want to fund the organization that our government is trying to stop. We still believe that they will kill each other off. And it is true. As we listen to our last days as a human being, is anybody out there that feels the same? Can we get over these barriers and send our people to safety? For the ones that want to fight, let them fight, because this is their dying wish to fight. That's what our government wants, is for us to fight. Although I'm not a slave, but I am not black. I feel as slaved and as black as the black and the enslaved do. I am not poor by mind, but I am poor by money. But that what rules the earth, because the root of all evilness is what they're going to get rid of. Well, now you can't blame it on money. So the root of all evilness is what? By man. The man in this role of society is to be feared. Yet the man dick in our mouth is for them to conquer us and rape us of our womanhood. I don't have a lot of women followers, and I know you think I pertain to the dick suckers of the man of the planet and the man love exploiting the women that are whores. And they love it. But let me be very, very crystal clear. I throw off a lot of women and they can't keep up. But let me tell you something. If you were to see this in society in a face that you can see in front of your eyes, would you believe that you are a whore just like I am? Because the men will always exploit us like that. They will always know that we will do anything for them to protect us. But I have to say, but I will, when it comes down to that, that's not even a remotely a thing to do for me. I love people who have a good intention. Let you motherfuckers go on another piece of an island, ship, continent, and go sort out your fucking wars. If you want to kill each other, go to one area and kill each other. Just come on. Be smart about everything. If you really want to kill people, just kill people in one area. All of you go to the same area and fucking just kill each other. Because that is your stupidity. That is your dumbness. You want to kill us all? Well, there you go. Put you all on the island and fucking let you all die. I have so much aggression. I need to go to Tasmania. And that's where I get to kill people and have no prosecution. They give me a knife and a bullet and a gun and I can kill people for free. Holy fucking shit. I don't have to be prosecuted. But hey, if a woman did that, she would get an execution in public of rape and torture. It's not like how I study different eras of life, different century. And my favorite was 15th century Renaissance because it was the most romantic, the most poetic, and the most plays, and the most lowest crime in centuries. Because they did not fuck around. They did not play. And now we have a shitty justice, crappy cops, cops asking me for money to fund their organization, and I tell them no. They should have never went with the badge instead of went against their government, because the government is playing tricks on every occupation corporation that there is out there. They don't care. And I'm only being for real. You can ask yourself, you know who you Are you like that? And you will say, fuck you, bitch, get the fuck out of here. If you don't suck our dick and let us human sacrifice your fucking titties on a pole, you ain't getting in. If you don't suck my dick and fuck 12 members of me and let us infect you with all of our poison for fucking days, and you won't eat, you won't sleep, you won't do shit except for wanting to get fucked to get fed. Fuck you. If that is what your agenda is, because you know that you have all the power of that, fucking up our society to treat women like we are whores, and you are a goddess. What, you are an asshole, and you are gods of everybody. But that is how our country is not going to have any humans for you to play with, baby.